How about a poor sandy type of a soil that it's you can take your fingers and dig into it, it's real crumbly, you can grow things in it, but it's real loose. Have you ever heard a term for that?
I don't know.
Real crumbly, it has a lot of leaves mixed into it.
Humus?
Humus is a type of topsoil. This is a little bit poorer than humus. Now, humus is fairly rich in the sense that it's got a lot of, you know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, you ever heard, let's see. You ever heard term gumbo?
Yeah, but it's a type of food.
Okay, you never heard it in relationship to soil types. Okay, what about, I don't know, I'm going to get you to say that. Okay, a small elevation average. Let's say we have a little, in Florida, toward central Florida, we got them where we got orange groves. We got these little things that rolling along, what do you call those?
Hills.
Okay, and if you have a hill out in the middle of your land, it's just a small one. And what's another word for a small hill like that?
Dale.
Okay, like doors sometimes have what?
Hinges.
No, the things that you turn. Some of them
knobs.
Okay, or can you think of an of another name for a knob? You ever heard a hill referred to as a knob? Maybe in New York you might have heard it.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you've been in the mountains or the hill regions of New York, New Jersey, or any place?
No.
You ever been in the mountains anywhere?
Yeah, I've been in the mountains.
Okay. All right. When you come to a sheer drop off, it goes straight down. What do you call it?
Ravine.
Okay. What do you call the face?
Cliff.
Okay. How about when you're going, you ever heard of in Kentucky there's a famous place, a road that goes between two mountains. It starts
Pass.
Or it's Cumberland.
Pass.
Pass, okay.
Cumberland Gap.
Well, okay, that's good too. And down here with these, the large boats come in and tie up and unload the cargo, what do you call that?
Dock.
Okay. And up at Niagara, in New York, in Canada there. What do you call that place with a large amount of water?
Falls.
Okay, what's the whole thing called?
Niagara Falls.
Or if it wasn't just Niagara Falls, if it was any kind of a fall, what would you call it?
Waterfall.
Okay. Okay, when you were young, what kind of roads, what were the street systems like around here?
They were paved.
Were they different than they are now? Was it?
Some were less expressways, but...
Okay, what kind of paving do they use here?
Asphalt with rocks.
Do you know what kind of rocks they were?
No.
Okay. What color did that road get? Right.
Gray to black.
Gray to black. The reason why I say that is up in Leesburg, they put coquina shell in the asphalt. It bleaches the roads white. It makes it look like something else.
They do it here also.
Is that what you ever notice how the roads get lighter every year?
Yeah.
That's because they use coquina.
Coquina shell.
Coquina is the same stuff they use in toothpaste.
Alright.
As much as I understand, I don't know. I'm not certain about that. Okay. What's the material they use to make sidewalks with?
Concrete.
Okay, now would you ever refer to a road as a...
No.
Concrete road. What would you, if the road was made out of concrete, what would you call it?
A road.
Just a road? Okay. Like a hard road or a paved road? Or
yeah, paved road.
Okay. How about a county road, just outside of town, what would you call it?
Dirt road.
A dirt road? And if it wasn't dirt, if it was still a county road, a farm road, what would you call it?
Dirt road if it wasn't paved.
If it was paved, what would you call it?